Yo, and welcome to the 28th episode of Lake of Rage, a Pokemon trading card game podcast. I am your host, as always, Kevin Clementi, a.k.a. Mellow_Magikarp, and I'm joined today by two very special temporary guest hosts. Joining us for the fourth time is Dylan, a.k.a. Dylanzer.
Hello.
Yeah, the peace sign doesn't work. We're audio, remember. And joining us for the third time, I believe, is Azul, a.k.a. Azul GG.
Yo, what's going on?
We have a very special episode for you all. Look, if you come to podcasts for news, you're kind of in the wrong place because you've probably already heard about this. But Pokemon just announced the new online client, Pokemon Trading Card Game Live, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. We have Dylan with us because Dylan is someone who, if it's possible, and I'll let him talk about that later, is going to be one of the people who makes amazing things for the viewership, watching on Twitch, etc. And Azul, because dude plays a heck of a lot of Pokemon, so we'll probably play the client a whole lot. So we'll be talking about that today. But first, Dylan, how's your week been?
Yeah, it's been a good week so far. We just got a new brand new 4K 32 inch curved monitor here, so been breaking that in for the past few days. So other than that, it's been just smooth sailing with just work and life.
That's exciting. When I finally upgraded my monitor from 720p to 1080p, that felt good. That was boldly jumping into 2010 there, and it was like, wow, like even PTCGO looked better somehow.
Exactly.
Azul, how's your week been?
It's been about the same old for me. Super excited about the news, though, of course.
Very nice. And for me, I've been also, yeah, just like excited about the news. I mean, I don't know about you two. I've had this hunch of like, it's got to happen. And the news finally dropped, and I'm just so freaking hype about it. Let's go ahead and get into that news. So on Monday, conveniently, when I was at work and I couldn't actually do anything or read anything about it, Pokemon announced their new client, Pokemon Trading Card Game Live. So some information about this, it's coming out in the future. When? We don't actually know. There's some speculation around the new set because we saw some packaging that was leaked. Sure, that's entirely possible. I'm not going to throw that. Well, I already said that speculation, but I'm going to say all of the press releases say is come eventually. It's going to come out on iOS, Android, PC, and Mac, which is a huge deal. So those of you who are like, I want to play it on my phone, I want to play it on my, you know, iPhone, whatever, it will be optimized for mobile viewing. And some of the differences for PTCG Live versus PTCGO. Again, we'll talk more about this, but this is just coming straight from one of the press releases from Pokemon, is there's still going to be friend battles. You're still going to be able to build and edit decks. You are going to have the opportunity to earn rewards with daily quests. Currently, the daily quest is win 11 games pretty much, and you earn some amount of coins and boxes, but it seems like there's going to be specific quests like literally every other game on Earth has of like do these things and earn some sort of currency. And there's three currencies going to be in the game. There are coins, which are going to let you bling out your avatar, deck boxes, card sleeves, things like that, which I'm hyped for. I am the target audience of like skins and things like that, of just like, let's make everything look cool. So I am all for buying deck boxes, buying sleeves. There are credits. Credits is a dusting system. So essentially, if you're not unfamiliar with Hearthstone or things like that, if you have more than four, a playset of a card, or more than two ace specs or prism stars, those get turned into credits, and credits can be used to purchase new cards just straight away, just like a singles market is. And there are crystals. Crystals can be used to purchase booster packs, promo cards, and special bundles. We don't entirely know what that means yet, but we know it happens. And also used to upgrade your battle pass to a premium battle pass. And again, we don't entirely know what that means. We can kind of infer based off of kind of literally every other competitive game out there, except PTCGO, who have had these types of things already. So I think, is there anything major that I'm missing otherwise?
I guess, no, nothing major from what I've seen.
There is a standard and casual, not standard. There's a standard ladder, there's a ranked ladder, and there's a pre-constructed ladder. I've not heard people talking about that one, but there are pre-constructed decks, not theme decks, but there is pre-constructed decks that everyone will get. So for those of you who might be like, I don't like playing much, you know, I kind of like playing here and there, but maybe the meta scares me or things like that. I like theme decks. That's fine. There are still pre-constructed decks that exist. There is a pre-constructed ladder. There's also a casual ladder. If you're like, I'm going to be there quite a bit because I like to try bad ideas off stream before I bring them to stream and embarrass myself with them. So it's definitely where the ore beetles are going to go and things like that to figure out without ruining my rank. So those are other things that are going to be in it. We don't know when it's coming.
The only other thing is there's no expanded immediately.
Yes.
Which is confirmed.
Yes.
But it's not like a big deal, I don't think, for like launch.
You're not going to jump into expanded immediately?
I didn't plan. I don't want to jump to expanded ever.
You don't want to go to get donked on the rank ladder.
No.
How unfortunate. Really. But yes, cards from... Oh, it doesn't actually say on here, but you remember, was it
Lost Thunder
up will be in the beta. So the beta will come out first. PTCGO and the beta will exist at the exact same time, and then at some point PTCGO will get shut down, and then the official launch of PTCG Live will happen. Now Dylan, you might be able to speak to this because I'm purely making stuff up that I think is correct here, but the beta is essentially just a soft launch, right? Of like, let's make sure everything is good versus like the final launch.
Yeah, like different companies will do different things with betas. I think the main thing is the logic will be pretty much done. The graphics and the UI might still have some tweaking that they're planning on doing, but like the engine should be done. And they're just testing out like loads and like server balances and stuff like that. So they want to make sure that the game runs and it works. And then anything like UI, UX, they can definitely adjust before the actual polishing of the final stage.
Perfect. So yeah, the beta is likely an incomplete technically, but essentially the whole thing coming out. Because I've heard some people talk about, and Azul, I actually missed when you talked about it on your stream because I had to work or whatever. But I assume people were talking about this like, oh, there's going to be a period where PTCGO doesn't exist and this game's not out yet. But the game's already out. The beta's already there, and the beta is likely going to be essentially the finished product, just not finished quite yet.
Yeah, like the beta will be just, it'll be, the logic will be there, so the entire game will be there, but they just haven't finished, say, adding all like the avatar customization, or they haven't finished adding in the cards or like stuff like that, but they should have like the ladders both in there test the engine out.
Yeah.
They might only give you like access to like the pre-constructed decks or something in the beta as well. Like, we don't know. And I mean, I guess the only thing to be slightly worried about with the beta, because the beta will be Canada only, so there won't be much stress on the servers. So on launch, there could be a problem, right? Well, I mean, it could have just been just the US and it wouldn't be as much stress as there would be on launch day, right? So I guess the only thing to maybe worry about is like they don't know what the server capacity on day one is going to look like. But hopefully it goes smooth. I mean, Unite went pretty smooth on launch, so.
I actually did not know that it was Canada only for the initial release.
Yeah. Yeah, they did that. They did a Canada, but it's an official mobile soft launch in Canada only. It's not going to be PC. It's just mobile for some reason.
For the beta?
In Canada only. Yeah, for the beta.
They
did that for, I think they did that with Unite too. They had a soft launch. They had a soft launch Android only beta for Unite in Canada for some strange reason. I don't know.
The next thing.
We're just testing grounds.
Canadians are better at testing video games, I guess.
I mean, yeah. It's just smaller United States, right? So it's like, it's none of the pressure. But it's the same idea.
We won't rage and sue them.
So one of the other things is what's going to happen to my PTCGO account. And this actually just kind of hit us all in the face this morning. Because Alex Szymanski had tweeted out, you know, a quote from one of the FAQs saying anything beyond a playset of cards for in your PTCGO account will get dusted or turned into, I have to actually remember, turned into credits, which you can then use to buy cards. And it seems like they have since fixed that since it got all the press, and that is incorrect. And you are going to carry over any playset amount of cards you have. So if you have 8 gold quick balls, 4 of them are going to go over to PTCG Live. The other 4, it looks like, are going to be lost in the void forever and turned back into zeros and ones. Very important note, because, look, I have 7,000 simipores. Those are going to get turned into dust. I want them to die. It's totally fine. But the other stuff, like 6 bosses orders, I'm going to try and get some value out of those and before they get turned into nothing, because they're still worth something, those full art bosses. As well, I know you've been talked about this a bit, so you want to add?
I mean, it kind of makes sense, because like, if you didn't, like my account, I would probably be able to coast for the rest of the time I play Pokemon if they didn't do that. Unless they gave me like a fraction of a credit for an uncommon, but I have so many commons and uncommons on my account. Like if they didn't say you only get 4 of each, if they said we're going to credit you an uncommon's amount of credit for every uncommon over 4 of each card you have, I would literally be able to coast on that throughout my existence of the game. And a lot of people would as well, right? It wouldn't just be me. So, I mean, it makes sense. Like I always bring it up at the end of the day, they're a business and they're helping us out somewhat, right? They're giving us 4 of each card. And then they're also giving us the crystals for unopened products, which is like, that's pretty reasonable. If you're currently playing competitively in the game, you'll be able to play competitively when you shift over. You'll just need to get the new cards from the new set. All your staples will go over, all the decks that maintain being good after Fusion Strike releases will be there as well. You'll just have to get the new Fusion Strike Vs and Vmaxes pretty much. And that probably won't be too difficult if you've already got quite a collection built up on PTCGO.
Yeah, your Dan collection alone, being uncommons especially, I would assume would let you get kind of whatever you want.
Exactly.
So let's chat a little bit about what do we think. It's purely prediction, of course, but what are we thinking about the difficulty to get cards on PTCG Live? Because there's no trading, another thing I didn't mention on there. It's purely going to be purchased through the shop, through dusting, or through opening packs, which will still exist. What are we thinking about, like, is it going to be easier, harder? You know, what are some of those initial thoughts?
Well, for my initial thoughts, my dog's over here, so I'm going to try to make sure he doesn't go crazy. But the initial thoughts is it's way better. It's just something that needed to be done, I think. There should be no reason why we'd have to trade 25 packs for a specific card when that card has the same rarity of a card that we could open and that was tradable for, like, literal garbage, like Drakazolt.
I mean, Drakazolt did well in that one tournament that one time, so it's not the worst thing in the world. What are your thoughts, Azul?
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely excited to see how it goes, and we'll see. I mean, I saw someone put up a Hearthstone chart of basically, and it was like, you know, oh man, I can't remember what it was, but it was like, you know, it was like 40 dust to create an uncommon in Hearthstone, and you get 5 dust for when one gets disenchanted, and then it's like 1,600 dust to create a legendary, and you get 400 dust when you dust a legendary, so that's like a 4-to-1 on that, so it's like 4 VMAXs become 1 VMAX. So I don't know if we'll follow how close it'll be to Hearthstone's dust system. I imagine it'll be pretty close, but Pokemon packs are different as well. Than Hearthstone pack. So I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like overall for sure. I'm definitely interested to see what it does end up looking like. But I can't imagine. I even put out the question to my chat the other day when I was talking about it on my stream, and I was just like, okay, who here is new players or newer players? And did you find it hard to get into PTCGO? And it was almost unanimous from my chat that it was like, yes. And I've seen people be like, people who have established collections are like, well, like, or not, you know, they don't have everything, but they have fairly established collections. Like, I can trade for whatever I want and play whatever deck I want, which is true. But I think that the main thing to look at here, and this is what I was trying to get at with my tweet the other day, was just like, at the end of the day, if you actually care about the game, you want it to grow and be more successful. And even though we'll lose some things that we liked or enjoyed along the way, that should be, everyone should be okay with that if the end product isn't truly terrible, right? We don't have it yet, but we also can't sit here and be like, no, we want PTCGO to stay. Don't give us PTCG Live. We have to like get the product first to see if it's good or bad. So like we just have to get it, and we're just going to get it, and we're going to lose PTCGO, and then we'll see. And I have a very strong feeling there's no way it's going to be terrible.
No, just knowing that it's done in-house from TPCI, gives me a ton of confidence. Like they listen a lot more than I think the community realizes they do. And so, yes, there's stuff that some people are not happy about. They're doing things in general that they've seen people asking for or they've seen people wanting. So, yeah, I mean, that's the most obvious thing. That should be the takeaway from everyone who watches this, right? Is wait till we get the product. Like, that's one of the most important things. Don't angry tweet, signing petitions, things like that until we actually see, oh, wait, this sucks. Or, wait, this is really good. And I do.
Yeah. So, like, I was in a tweeting conversation about this earlier, and the way I worded it back then was like, people are so focused on the negatives right now because we can actually see what we're losing. We're losing trading. We know we have trading right now and we're losing it, but we don't see what we're gaining yet. It's all speculation. So everyone is jumping the gun saying that, okay, we're losing trading. Oh, whatever we're going to get is way worse than trading right now. Just because they're applying what they think it might be based on like Hearthstone or Magic Arena or something like that. And sure, maybe it will be that way. And you can be disappointed by losing trading if you like that. But by saying trading is better in any way, we can't validate that until we actually get this crafting system.
So what about talk about trading real quick? And I'm also going to preface this with some of my opinions will definitely make a lot of you listening upset. Not a lot. I don't know if a lot is. You'll want to yell at your headphones. I'm going to say right now, sorry, but I'm not that sorry. I'm not as diplomatic as Azul is. He's the professional and I'm not. But I am personally happy to see trading go away, both because I thought it was annoying. I was like good at it in that, you know, hey, Giratina's really good in Senta Scorch. Let's go trade for a bunch of Giratinas. And then when Senta Scorch is meta, trade them away for more packs than I bought them. How exciting. But I'm excited to see trading go because it always seemed like an awful little section of the PTCGO community that was like this, I'm going to rip people off type of mentality. And just seeing all of that all the time. And I've tweeted this out. I've said this on stream. It's not everyone who has all bling. Obviously, I have all bling. And I've done that through just like predicting the meta and knowing resetting whole Marshadow is going to be broken when Path comes out, or not broken, but like really good. Let's go trade for them and then trade them for a lot. But just like there's a definite large amount of the community that's like, let's do this. Let's go rip people off. Let's tell people to invest in this card I've already invested in so that it increases the price artificially. And I hate that type of stuff. And it was just really this, you know, why is PTCGO so hard to get into? Because the people who know and the people who have are the type who are controlling the market. And they're the ones who are making it hard to actually get into. So I'm very happy it's going to go away because we've proven we can't handle it as a community. Because the people who have figured out how to play the system are playing the system in the wrong way. You don't need 25 gold quick balls. Sorry. You can use 4 of them.
Yeah, like there's literally a Discord out there. I'm not a part of it, but I just heard about it where it's literally the core for use of purposes, the core 1% of wealth in PTCGO and just traders who are very good and who know how, like know values and stuff. They're all in a Discord and they apparently communicate and try to help each other just grow wealth and be able to kind of like set specific market prices and stuff like that. And for a new player, just getting in and be like, hey, I need to get, say, a card for a deck I want. It might not be a good card. Maybe they want some just random GX card they want to build a deck on. They're going to just post a random other card that they think is right value, and they might post a rainbow rare Rayquaza VMAX for this really bad GX card, and somebody's just going to snipe that up. And they're not going to know any different that they lost a card that they could have gotten way more worth it. So like for that person losing value that they didn't even know exists, it's arbitrary value that we are setting as a community of cards of the same rarity. I just don't think should ever have existed.
Yeah. I never traded very much at all ever in my like time on a PTCGO, even like back in the day when it first started, I never really did much trading at all. I would always just like, have codes and then use those codes. I guess I would trade codes for, but I never like tried to do the trade up game, right? Where you tried to play the system at all. But I think one of the things, a couple of people I've seen say this is like they could police, they could add a new trading system and like make it so they can more easily police it. But if I ask, you, if you wanted to do that, or you could just put a system in the game where you don't have to do anything, what would you choose, right? You would choose the system where you put the system in and you don't have to police anything. And because you know the people will break the system multiple times. You have to go back and redo stuff, right? So you could just put a system in the game, which is what they're doing, where you don't need the trading. And at the end of the day, it's the game is not trading. It's not part of the game. The game is sitting down with a 60-card deck and playing against someone with a 60-card deck. And if you enjoyed the trading part of it, you should get into stocks or something. Like, go do penny stocks, because that is similar to what you can try and do. If you're really into that stuff, you should be doing some penny stocks or something, learning penny stocks, learn how to trade stocks, because that's something you can make real money at if you want to. And it's, you know, that's doing that. But at the end of the day, we're trying to play Pokemon. The Pokemon trading card game. And yes, there's trading in the name, but we're just trying to sit down with our 60-card deck and play against someone with a 60-card deck as easily as possible, as conveniently as possible. And hopefully this system is better than the trading system. Like I said, I didn't mess with the trading system very much at all, so I won't have a very good comparison. But just assuming that trading should stick around, I think, is silly. And if they decide that they don't want trading in the game, which they've decided, right, up to this point, maybe they bring it back, right? But I doubt that's going to happen. I don't think it should happen. They're them as a business and being like, we're going to give them this new client. Oh, there's no trading in it. And we're like, well, this new client is 100% and very obviously going to help grow the game and make it a better game. That's all you should, at the end of the day, be concerned about, is the game is going to get bigger and grow. That's it. That's all you should want if you actually like the game. If you like the trading aspect, there's better ways to do that. Cryptocurrencies are out there as well. Those, you can do those as well. You know, it's not just stocks. So, you know, those things you can go do.
All right. Invest in Bitcoin. That is the official Azul GG motto. One other thing that I want to quickly address, because on the same idea of people have also mentioned, like, oh, budget decks. And I've got this on a YouTube comment. I was listening to the Metapod podcast and they mentioned that idea of, like, budget decks don't really exist anymore. And that feels like a positive thing to me. Like, when I first started playing, it was a Zoroark Buzzrock meta, right? I had to play Metagross because that was the only somewhat viable deck that I could actually afford at that. It was awful. I didn't beat very much of anyone because it was like 8 metas ago, but I had to do it because it was the cheapest thing I could afford. When in reality, you know, if those Metagross GXs were in the whatever the store for the same cost as Buzzwool GX, which was just released at the time, great. I would have played Buzzwool. I would have played Buzzrock for sure. So I think the idea too that I've heard before of, like, oh, budget decks are dead because you can't just go get them cheaply. You could just get the good cards instead and play the meta decks, which is fine. Or if you don't want to play the meta decks, then you can still play the bad deck for the same cost. Like, I think that's another thing that just, it opens more accessibility to people who want to play Rapid Strike Urshifu. You need, you know, a 3-3 line and that's it. The rest are Inteleons and cheap stuff that shouldn't be too difficult to get. So yes, it's not Mad Party. It might be a little more expensive, but it should be pretty cheap, and it's cheaper than, what's that thing? Arctozolt. You know, they're the same cost. Get your Arctozolts instead of your Urshifus and be fine with it.
Yeah, and like, to touch on that, there's still going to be those budget decks of just common and uncommon cards in that kind of theory, with a few rare cards. Because in theory, a rare card like, say, Inteleon, the Snipe Inteleon, shouldn't be as much as a regular V or a V Max like it is right now, where you need to trade 6 packs to get a single rare card with an ability. And at that point, it's going to be so much more accessible, like you said, which is great for growth of the game. So somebody who doesn't have a lot of cards can get these very highly sought after rare uncommons, stuff like that, and get those staples for decks like that, which is huge. And I think the people who are complaining that, oh, trading is going away, they're not seeing the value of the growth of the game. They're just seeing their aspect of the game that they like is going away, and I don't like that. But they're not seeing in the future this game, this accessibility is what's going to grow the game.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and that's like the thing. It's like, it's okay to have liked trading, and I think I feel a little bit more for the people who enjoyed Legacy, but I also understand why would, like, it kind of goes back to, like, my question of, like, why would you maintain a market where you not, why would you maintain Legacy? Like, no one plays it at the end of the day, right? Like, people do play it, obviously, but you know what I'm saying. No, there's not enough numbers of people playing it, so why would they want to maintain Legacy? That's, like, fine. That's reasonable to look at it on a business. Just look at it from a business standpoint. It's like, yeah, why would you maintain that? And that's, like, reasonable. but yeah, with the, like, on the budget deck thing, it's like, Well, now you can, like, as a new player coming in, you don't have to be forced to get a budget deck. You can be like, I can, ooh, that budget deck is really, that meme-ier deck is really cool. I'm actually going to still play that, you know, Beedrill, Beanie deck instead of, you know, building Shadow Rider. But you can also just be like, I'm also just going to build Shadow Rider now instead. I want to go with Shadow Rider first, and, you know, as I keep playing the game and accrue more cards, I'm kind of done playing the hyper meta decks. I actually want to try out, you know, the Beanie and try that and try, like, a different kind of deck to mess around with and have some more fun with it. You know, I'm done trying the, just doing the try hard decks, you know, so it opens up both routes instead of you get into the game, you're like, well, I have to play Mad Party. Like, you don't have a choice, right? Especially if you're trying to go like the full free to play route, or you don't have a ton of money to invest it into initially, you're forced down that route, but now you have the choice and then it's easier to backtrack. And I think the biggest thing will just be, what is the ratio of, you know, like how many rares do you need to make a rare, right? It's going to be 5-to-1 rares, 3-to-1, 6-to-1. And that'll be like the biggest point of like, and the thing is, like, as of right now, there's apparently not microtransactions in the game. Mm-hmm. So it makes me think it's going to be pretty accessible. And it feels like they're not getting rid of code cards. It feels like they still want to push code cards as a main way to connect IRL and the online play. They really want to hype up this new client, and they want to be like, people are still buying our cards. You know, Pokemon IRL cards are a huge deal. People are going to have a ton of code cards. We still want them. We want to make that connection between the two games through code cards still. And we want those code cards to be worth a decent amount of value when you go and input them onto PTCG Live. Because right now, like, as far as Pablo's tweet goes, you know, we're not going to have microtransactions off the rip, but they don't want people to not be able to play their Shadow Rider decks, you know, within like the first day or 2 days, right? So we'll see how the whole system works, but it definitely sounds like they still want code cards to be a pretty big part of it to get like a decent value on the game. And then I'm sure once you kind of, people are more established with their collections on PTCG Live, you can just build whatever you want, whenever you want, which is also just such a good thing. Because once you go, like, once you open enough packs, and opening packs are going to be worth so much more value now too, because you'll get the fifth of this and the fifth of this and the fifth of this, and that's credit. You just stockpile your credit. All of a sudden you want to build something, you can do it. New set drops out, you can get all the new cards immediately. So it just sounds, it sounds really good. The biggest thing is just going to be, what is the ratio of, you know, X to X.
In addition, so we have the same contact. There is a contact at TPCI who is talking to content creators as like a, hey, get the word out there type thing. There's the confirmation of, because I got the same confirmation as Pablo, you literally cannot give money to the game on launch. Now, they did say on launch, that leaves it open for the future. I don't know. It seems logical that there would be, but heck, I don't know. They said on launch, seems, no.
I mean, if I was them, I would let people give me money.
I would too.
So on. But,
but at BTCGO maybe, didn't.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe that shows their... their mindset with this client wants to be a little bit more than just a, I mean, someone made a really bad comment on one of my YouTube videos, but they did use the term cash grab.
Just one bad comment.
Shows they want it to be way more than that. And they want it to be very much, I feel like, a connection between the real life products. And they want there to be that connection. They want code cards to be a big draw to connect them together and get people playing both. The more I've learned about what is actually going on, and the fact that there's no like microtransactions on launch and anything, as long as that is true, and it seems like it is, I think they're definitely in a very like community oriented headspace right now, at the very least.
Another thing that in that same conversation that I got confirmation of is everything in game will be purchasable with the in-game currency that you can earn for free. Now the question is, how much can you earn, how much time do you have to put in, all that stuff. But everything, the battle pass, all the things, the crystals, the everything is redeemable via in-game currency, which can be earned through the daily quests, through the free battle pass, which is essentially our new free ladder, if you will, because you can get premium one for crystals and things like that as well. So there's a lot that is currently unquestioned, but it just kind of tilts me to watch people automatically assume this is, what was it, the EA Star Wars game that was just like, logging in was a microtransaction, essentially. It was just like this huge backlash.
EA's Battlefront, yeah, or Battlefront 2, one of them, they just loot box to freaking, yeah, download the game, then loot box to open it. It was insane. But you know what? It's kind of giving me Unite vibes to an extent, with the three different currencies, having a free currency, having a paid currency, and then this mystery currency, or I guess it's not even a mystery currency, it's just the dusting currency credit. Yeah, so just it's kind of giving me that Unite vibe of where you can easily, the free to play to grind it, and hopefully kind of follows that structure of like paying might down the road, paying might be able to speed up kind of getting you those promo bundles in the store. But I mean, it's not going to give you an advantage. Same with Unite. It just kind of speeds up some certain perks, which I'm very excited to see it all played out.
Yeah, I mentioned this on one of Azul's tweets. It was 9 out of Ben responded about like the idea of like, oh, you have to pay, blah, 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 pay to win. And how Unite, oh my goodness, people were so upset at the concept of leveling up your items. And the best team in that game doesn't have level 30 items because they're not actually that good to level your items up that you can. It makes it slightly better, but it's not pay to win, like whatsoever. And I think this is kind of the same thing where people are, and this is, it seems like it'd be less cash grabby if we're going to use that term than Unite ever would.
Oh,
because it's, you know, Unite's made by something else, but it's like a lot of people just automatically want to jump to Evil Corporation and like, sure. But also they're still selling the physical card game. Like Azul said, the PTCG Live is a bridge between the two. At some point, it is not a standalone game. It is not Hearthstone that can't sell stuff except the digital product.
Yeah.
I
think there'll definitely be a lot of back and forth between both of them. Like, some people find one and go the other way, and find the other one and go the other way, for sure.
Let's also get into the big reason that I'm excited, and Azul, I'm pretty sure you too, and Dylan, this is a lot of the reason why I think you'll be mentioning some stuff too. The ranked ladder. The fact that, like, again, literally every other game that's ever existed has a ranked ladder. Now, we don't know exactly, you know, is it going to be like the Pokeball, Great Ball, Ultra Ball, Master Ball, and then you can rank up to number one in it. We don't know if it's that, if it's just going to be straight numbers, if it's going to be, that's all still up in the air. But I am ridiculously excited for this one. And again, this is one of those things that I'm going to say right now, some of you will be like, Oz, idiot. I never have to play in an online tournament again if I don't want to play competitive Pokemon. And it's not that I don't appreciate everything the TOs have done, but, you know, this last Saturday I played in one. I waited 45 minutes for them to start the round. And then we were just sitting there talking to chat. A round I got donked. Okay, cool. Ranked ladder, I can hit go next. I can start whenever I want to. I can end whenever I want to. It sounds amazing to me. I can prove that I am rank one in the world. I'm better than everyone else, as is inevitable for sure as well. But what are our thoughts on the ranked ladder besides it's the best thing since sliced bread?
I'll start because Azul's probably going to have a lot more than I do since he's such a more competitive player and probably better player. But I mean, you never know. I love the idea of giving something to grind for and like not having to play tournaments to play skillful matches. Because for myself, I do have troubles sitting down, blocking off times to do things because of just life in general. I have a lot of other things on the go, and trying to book an entire Sunday morning or just Saturday afternoon or Wednesday evening from 4 p.m. till 2 a.m. playing in a tournament, I don't have that kind of time. And to get that kind of skillful play and to feel like I achieved something with it is something that I really like seeing in games. So it's going to feel really good to be able to just log on when I have a few hours and just play through rank ladder and just see my rank go up and be like, okay, I'm actually hitting people with my same kind of skill level. I'm playing decks that I understand how to counter and kind of we're making the same mistakes, but this stuff like that. So it's just going to be a nice change of pace for sure. And I'm very excited to see it.
Yeah. The rank ladder is definitely huge. And like, I mean, we've been like, talking about that one for a long time. I mean, they've been working on this program for a long time, so you know they've been trying to give us something for a while now. It's finally coming out, but yeah, it's nice to see the rank ladders there. Of course, I think it would be pretty ridiculous if they didn't have one initially on launch, obviously. And I'd be fine if they just kind of copied Hearthstone with the format that Hearthstone uses. A lot of people have their stuff structured very similar to Hearthstone, and I hope like the ladder resets, you know, every month or every 2 months to keep it fresh and you know, wanting to go grind again, or like opening the opportunity for people to like make the grind. You know, if last month they were too busy, this month they can make the grind for rank one or whatever. So yeah, hopefully every month or 2 months the ladder resets. And if they do something very similar to Hearthstone with, you know, ranks up until, or it's basically what Unite has, where you kind of you get your stars, you go up to, was it Great, Ultra, Master, and then in Master it becomes ELO. which is basically what Hearthstone's initial ranked ladder was. So just copying Hearthstone would be fine, or copying Unite at this point, whatever. So something similar to that. I'd be very surprised if they do something different outside of that. So that's probably what we'll get, which is great. That's like perfect. I'm curious to see what they do with tournaments, because I feel like, or also like, are they going to bring CP to the ranked ladder? I think that'd be fine. I think if you earned, because it's going to be hooked up to your trainer account. Mm-hmm. Your login is your trainer account, so they could easily give you championship points for placing X in the ranked ladder, which I think would be cool. I think you should bring some CP to that. Will it be separate servers? Like, that's what Hearthstone does. They have EU, NA, Asia. I don't even know the other ones. But yeah, they have different servers in... on Hearthstone. I don't know what they do. They don't have that on Unite, right? It's all one server.
Unite has different servers, but not for rank.
Yeah, not for the ranking. So, the reason that it's kind of important with Hearthstone is because people are sitting there grinding to, like, the last minute of the expiration time to try and get rank one or top 10. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's not separate rank ladders, then, you know, the time is going to be good for someone. It'll probably be the West Coast. It'll be best for the West Coast. I'm assuming that's when the rank ladder would end, at like 12 midnight on the West Coast. So it'd be good for the West Coast, but everyone else in the world it would sing for. So separate ladders would probably be optimal. If they don't give it to us, we'll see what it ends up being as far as that goes. This is going to be everyone into one ranked ladder. But yeah, separate ladders for, you know, Europe, Australia, us, and Latin America would probably be best. But we'll see what they end up doing with that. So that's also like another thing I'm curious about, but I'm not like worried about it, not stressing about it, whatever. We'll see what they have when they come out with it. And then also like tournaments in general, are we still going to be using Limitless, or are they going to have a tournament structure on the client eventually? Or maybe it'll just be just for official tournaments. I don't think the tournament scene will, like, I'm sure it'll waver a little bit, but I don't think it's going to die off or anything. I think especially once people get their initial taste of the rank ladder, and, you know, once we figure out what we're grinding for, like if it's like getting to Masters in Unite, once you hit Masters, you might be one of those people who just like wants to hit that and then not grind anymore. So then you go back to playing tournaments on Limitless or whatever, which will be great. And I hope tournaments on Limitless continue, unless, you know, they give us a tournament thing in the client itself where you like can be a TO, create a tournament, send a tournament code out to everyone who's playing your tournament. They join the tournament using the tournament code or whatever it might be. And then you get into the tournament and you're in the tournament in the client, which would be cool. And I feel like they would probably have some idea for doing some of that kind of stuff for official tournaments, because, I mean, the pandemic's still going on. No announcement of any kind of season besides Worlds in 2022. But even then, at this point, who knows? So I'm sure there'll be official tournaments being run through the client for sure at some point. Probably not maybe initially on launch, but they'll probably be coming out at some point. But I think the grassroots scene will still be doing really well as well. And it'll either stay on Limitless, or if they give us something for grassroots TOs to use on PDCG Live, maybe all the better. But I mean, we'll be fine with Limitless as well if they don't. So interested to see what they come up for, you know, with how ranked ladder looks like, and then as far as tournaments go as well.
Yes, and I do want to say, even though I said at the start I am excited because I don't have to play tournaments anymore, I hope they run and I will still play in the occasional one, just as someone with a full-time job, a wife that I can't ignore, and other hobbies. It's really nice to not have to sit there for 7 hours a day playing in a tournament and then have chat yell at me because I want to drop for top cut because I have to go do other stuff with my life. So
also being able to be competitive for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, the competitive aspect seems really fun. And like watching Unite streamers, because that's Azul, I'll watch you, and that's about it for PTCGO content. Otherwise, I'm like, oh, there's a Unite streamer on, I'm gonna go watch that. And part of that is you can watch them climb. And it's really interesting to see like just a more focused person who is really good at what they do. Watching someone play the PTCGO ladder, like Mahone is incredibly entertaining, but he is not playing to the best of his ability. And I really would love to watch him play to the best of his ability because he's way better than I am. And I think there's just something about that that I'm excited for the ability to do as content creators, as new people who are going to get into PTCG Live to play and stream their stuff, because hopefully it's that much better where really good players are like, I'm going to come back to content creation, or I'm going to do it for the first time. And I really hope the PTCG Live category on Twitch is less embarrassing to look at compared to Hearthstone and even Runeterra and, you know, all these other card games and things like that. So I don't even know where I was going with that one. I'm hyped for the ranked ladder. That's the moral of that story.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just the ability to actually go up and see myself go up, seems really nice. And the fact that I can play games and care feels really, really nice. Dylan, we're
going to... Well, I just want to touch base on that one more thing. When Azul brought up CP, I totally forgot about that. Coming from someone who lives in a rural area in Canada, it'd be so nice to have to be able to get CP in a way that online, because we don't have cups around here. The closest cup is 8 hours away, and it's not something that I can drive to with a full-time job and a partner and all that stuff. So being able to earn CP through something like that online could easily grow the community in that way too, because like, sure, if I earn enough CP through online to fly out to a regionals, or I need to fly out to a regionals to try to clutch out more CP that way and get close to an invite, that'd be super cool, and I'd be way more more motivation to do that. But right now I get what, zero CP just going to my locals that I run with three other people who are like, hey, let's play some cards. It's impossible for me to even think about getting a world's invite without spending thousands of dollars on travel.
I think, yeah, that CP one is one. I don't know if we want to dive deep into it, though. I know someone in chat already mentioned it. So we might dive deep into that one. But Dylan, there is a question for chat I want to get to immediately, because I think it's a really good one. And I also want to say, because I'm also watching chat, shout out to Ryan for being one of the main developers on this, a former Pokemon trading card game player from Seattle who is now working for TPCI and is one of the main developers. And just knowing that he worked on this is one of the things that made me so hype about it, where it's like, this is not only someone who I trust and I know they're good at their job, but someone who played the Pokemon trading card game and still enjoys, you know, I see him in Mahone's stream all the time. I see him in my stream all the time. Like, he knows the Pokemon trading card game. He really cares about it. It's not just, oh, wow, that's a good coder. That's someone who likes Pokemon and is also really good at what they do. But anyway, Sir Pandage asks, for Dylan, as a developer, what external feature support are you hopeful for from the Pokemon TCG Live? Example, tracking lists from rank, etc.
So there's two that I have written down that I think probably any developer who has worked on any stuff for PTCGO itself at all would really want, is a local game log and a client-facing API to kind of access some data. So I'll dive more into those. So a local game log, right now with PTCGO, you know, if you open up the little arrow in the corner and you hit copy game log that you use to report bugs or anything like that, it tracks everything through the game, mostly everything. I actually went through it to try to build something for it, and it doesn't track where you attach energy and like the current energy state on board, so it's still not even complete in that regard. But having something that we could see the board state and the game state through a text file or something could give us so much opportunity to build useful tools to show, like, if you have heard of like Cardboard Live, I've talked before, where if you go to a Magic the Gathering stream, if you heard of like Hearthstone's deck tracker, I don't know what it's called nowadays, but
there's a couple of them.
Yeah, like if you go to Dog stream, I've seen him use it where you hover over his stream, you hover over a card, and it'll actually show you a pop-up of that card and something for you, and you can check out all the details that way. And it's so interactive, and those things can work because they're running a program on their computer that is reading from their game log and tracking that state, and then sending that that data somewhere else that's doing all the processing and stuff. And then that gets sent to the Twitch extension, which then when you hover over it, it shows you that data. So by having a local game log, we could build so many things like a deck tracker, better Twitch extensions, more interactive ability with the streamer. And that's something that we've opened, like myself and David from Limitless have opened up tickets on supports forums for PTCGO to get that kind of thing created. And they just kind of fall on deaf ears, which, I mean, it makes sense. It's something they would need to change the entire engine for. So they never really probably even looked at it. But if we get that, we could do a lot of things. The client-facing API. So this one isn't probably as crucial as a local game log, but so Hearthstone is the best example I have on this. Is so when you create a deck in Hearthstone, it gets saved with a specific unique ID. And you can just copy that ID and put it in one of Hearthstone's API calls, and it'll give you back that entire deck list. So, and then they have a way to get all cards as well. So they have a site, an official Hearthstone deck builder site, where you can just copy and paste that ID and stick it in, and it's just going to load that deck list right up there on that site. So having an official API that we could either get deck lists or even get cards, because right now there is an open source API for cards if you want to go that route. I ended up building up my own just because for stability and personal reasons, I built my own. But having an official one supported by Pokemon would take a lot of overhead off a lot of developers in general and just give us more room to work on our tools rather than trying to support a back end of data for the tools. So those are some really big crucial things I think us as those developers want to see and we would love to see. I do have one worry about the local game log is because they are creating that mobile version, and if they wanted to reuse kind of some game logic on a server, they could already just use a server game log, since then they won't have to write kind of two separate things for the mobile stuff. But I mean, Hearthstone has a local game log and they have a mobile one, so it's up in the air really, but I'm just really hoping we can get that.
Azul, what are some things you as a Twitch streamer think would help? And I know we talked about this a little on the episode with Chip a little while ago, but what are some things that you think would also help to like improve that viewer experience now that we have an idea of what PTCG Live is? And you've heard Dylan kind of talk about some of the possibilities.
I mean, like the one where you can just like mouse over cards and like they get bigger, you know, Magic has that, Magic Arena has that, Hearthstone has that, I assume Runeterra has that, and then there's, you'll have your deck list over here on the left or the right of the screen, and it'll show you what decks are out of the deck, what cards are out of the deck, like what cards are in the discard pile, basically. So, I mean, I don't know how far you want to go with that, but like another one would be just so like people on stream could check your prize cards. Like they could just like mouse over your prize cards and it would just pop up and show you what's prized. And I guess that one's a little bit more controversial probably because it would have to then give the streamer also what the prize cards are immediately when they search their deck for the first time, which is like, it's not hard to check your prize cards on PDCGO and it probably won't be hard on PDCG Live. So does it really matter? Probably not. But as far as things being controversial, being like, okay, what immediately when you click, you play a quick ball, immediately when your deck pops up, it'll just tell you what your prize cards are, which I think would be fine. And especially because it would make the viewer experience so much better. Like I would love whenever I watch a stream to know what's prized. Because I'm always thinking about plays that are going on in the game or that could happen. And if I just knew their ordinary rod or their last boss was prized, you know, then I can be like, oh, okay, so what's the next move? What are they trying to make happen instead? So that would be a big one, is just knowing that this should be, as a viewer, being able to see what's prized in the streamer's prize card. So I think that'll be a big one for sure. But yeah, besides that, just kind of the standard, you know, make cards big when you mouse over them would be nice.
I've got on multiple occasions, I was checking my prizes during Player Cup keys, and I got asked if it was cheating to keep track of what my prizes were. So it might be controversial that it exists, but I do think it would probably end up being fine eventually, because I think the community is still kind of unsure of a lot of things.
Yeah, I think the thing people would initially jump to would just be like, oh, that's like, you didn't go actually check your prize cards. So it's like just telling you what's prized. And anyone could use it, right? It's not just streamers who would be able to utilize it.
If you get sniped, anyone you can also see it. Like there's
yeah, exactly, right? So I think it would be, hopefully they give, you know, I'm not going to be making any apps with it, but hopefully they give people like Dylan's or and anyone else who wants to create stuff for the game access to that information. Because it's not like they're giving them, they're not going to be able to hack PDCG Live with the information they're getting. they just need information that's actively happening in the game. They need access to it in real time, which is like, it doesn't sound like it'd be that hard to give them. And you know, with every other card game doing it, I'm just gonna go ahead and guess that this, not initially on release, they will be giving two people to work with eventually.
Yeah, it's definitely something beta, obviously there's no chance, but hopefully these types of things can exist, because gosh, it would help the viewer experience so much. Like It's already distracting as a streamer too to be asked these types of questions that you, I mean, I don't know about you, Azul, but you ignore them, right? Most of the time.
some of them. It depends what moment I'm in, where I'm in the game. but it seems like they are pushing a lot for content I mean, why wouldn't they, especially around this? But even before this, they've been doing a lot more with supporting content creators. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so they're, I think they're going to be making a big push with the release of this in trying to make that viewer content, like help the content creators as much as they can, but also they want it to be as accessible for viewers as possible, right? So I feel like this is definitely one of those things that they maybe already have for sure lined up to be available on release. And who knows, maybe in the coming weeks, they'll be reaching out to people like Dillinzer and letting them get their hands on this kind of stuff beforehand to have stuff ready to go with, you know, the game releases. And then Dillinzer's like, oh, and by the way, if you mouse over this card now, if you download my app, it'll get big. So who knows, hopefully.
And that is something that they have they've said to us as content creators of like, we are really looking to support content creators moving yep. forward. And which it just makes sense, right? It's one of those things where we're advertising the game for them. So hopefully they can then help us by giving us the tools we need to make it the best viewer experience possible. Because like I said, I really want the PTCG Live category on Twitch to rival Magic and Hearthstone and everything else. And that's not just like a selfish reason. If other streamers come in and they're better than me and they get all the viewers, that's fine. I'll go watch them if they're better than me. That sounds amazing. Like, I'm perfectly happy getting surpassed in the category. Like, that's great. But like, I want the category to just grow and get there as much as it can. And the viewer experience is just such a big part of that. In addition to the fact that we can now, you know, put that clickbait title of going for rank one and you're actually going for rank number one. And you can get the Wolfie VGC videos where as soon as the ladder resets, he takes some meme like Jolteon. He's like, I'm going to get it to rank one. And he wins like two games in a row and he's rank one now on the ladder. But it's like, you know, these are the types of things like, yes, it's a bit of a meme. Yes, it's a bit of clickbait, but also it seems fun. Like, people want that. I want that. I want to do it. Like, I really hope that these types of things actually exist. All right. Let's get into some more questions from Twitch chat. We've got a handful of them that could keep us here forever if we want to. Stellar Wish Gaming asks, favorite things and things you don't like about PTCG Live? What are some things you're happy are gone? I'll start. Things that I'm happy are gone. Trading. I hate the amount of hours I spent on trading. I am perfectly fine not having that anymore. Ever. All right.
I'm happy that we're getting rid of just hoarding duplicate cards. I mean, to an extent of that, of trading being gone is great, but I'm sick of opening packs and be like, oh great, I have 600 Sobbles to just sit here and burn, or like they're not going to do anything, or like having two locked computer searches, for example. Like, it's just useless. And I'm happy that actually now if I open one, open a card that I don't need that I already have, it'll be dusted and I can actually put that towards a card that I do need.
Yeah, I guess that's my one too, is locked cards. I mean, yeah, like I said, I didn't dive too much into trading, so I don't really have too big of an opinion on that. But locked cards is nice. Like, just knowing that there's like reoccurring value happening all the time. Like, there's no value being wasted. Definitely sounds nice for sure. But I mean, I guess it's, you know, obviously like all the bugs and glitches and stuff, I'm happy will be gone, and I'm sure they'll do a better job at keeping up, and then we'll be able to keep up with it better than Direwolf probably was with PTCGO. So I mean, because with it is being an in-house team and everything, it's going to be that this is it. That's all they do, mm-hmm. is work on PTCG Live. The PTCG Live team works on PTCG Live. You know, Direwolf had I don't know how many games they had to keep up with. So PTCGO was in like another thing in the basket as opposed to being the whole basket. So so all that being like, more quickly, everything being fresher and newer and up to date with all the bugs and glitches and whatever, sounds really nice.
That's a good one. And that's one that I think we kind of underestimate, just how many people bugs had to go through to actually get fixed, versus in theory now, where it's just TPCI, right? And this is, she hates when I shout her out on the pod, but Mia is a part of the community. She sees these clips of bugs and then she'll very quickly put it to the right people. But again, even as a TPCI employee, you have to put it to someone at a different company to actually fix these things. So hopefully with an in-house rules team and an in-house dev team, they're able to get these things fixed significantly faster, because there's just less people to talk to where you're like, hey, this is a bug. And then you have to go back to the rules team to get the official clarification of like, what is the actual ruling? So presumably there was this back and forth that now can just be solved you know, by walk, not walking down the hall. We're in the middle of a pandemic still, but in theory, walking down the hall or a Teams message or whatever to get it fixed. So that's, I really like that one. I underestimated that one. Seymour Biscuits asks for Azul. Oh, per rarity, what would you think the single card value would be? Purely speculative from Zach from the Full Grip tournament.
I mean, I have no clue, to be honest. Yeah, I have no clue. I would think like referencing Hearthstone's one would be a good start. But it's going to be hard to tell until they show us. But with everything we know and everything, like, I don't think it's going to be ridiculous. Like, everything we know and all the information, like the big amount of information that came that like really changed my mind with how I was like thinking about, you know, where is this going to head for sure? Because no matter what, it's a good thing. With PTC Live coming out, but like the fact that there is no microtransactions on release makes you think it'll be pretty decent. Like the, you know, X amount of rares for whatever rare you want kind of situation.
Yeah, and it's also, in addition to no microtransactions upon release, there's literally been nothing about microtransactions in any of the press releases. They've told us there's no money that you can spend at the original. So that's, I just want to reiterate that after seeing something in chat a little while ago. Professor Elm asks, how much of an impact do you believe the ranked ladder will have in the potential of getting CP or a Worlds invite? So I want to start this one off to kind of go off of the VGC. There we go. Because VGC is the closest comparison we have right now. The ranked ladder in VGC does not give any CP, but they do run online only or Wi-Fi only or whatever you want to call it, tournaments that can earn CP in the VGC. So I do think it is a high probability that they can, and I think there's a decent chance that they will in the future, but I don't know if the ranked ladder is one of those things. It'd be cool. But for sure, if they go off of VGC, you can earn, you know, league challenge type points potentially. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, I think they definitely should. And I think the ranked ladder should definitely give some amount of CP. And who knows if it's even CP in the future, right? They could do anything they want at this point with the system. They had so much time to shake it up. So I think it should. I think the ranked ladder definitely should give some kind of qualification towards Worlds. I mean, they could do something smaller like stipends to ICs, but I think probably just CP towards Worlds is probably cleaner. Just do it like that. CP towards Worlds from ranked ladder. And I'm sure they'll do some kind of tournaments on there. How big, how small, who knows? I wouldn't be surprised if regional level events start getting run on there for sure. Like maybe it's ranked ladder plus regional level events, regionals, you know, every month or 2 months or whatever. And they might be location specific. They might like cut them off to like, you know, specific regions. But I think the ranked ladder for sure should give some kind of championship points.
I don't think I'd be shocked now that you're mentioning that, something like a Players Cup, but instead of the key tournaments, it's the top 256 for each region on the ladder. And then you run said tournament through the client to get whatever it is you need. So it's entirely possible they took what they learned from that and might apply it into, you know, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna touch base on that quick. I definitely agree that there should be some form of CP earning through it, but I also believe that if they do it, it's not gonna be a crazy amount. Like, I feel like there's gonna be a max amount of CP. There should at least be a max amount of CP you can earn through the online client. And this is coming from someone who can't really earn CP IRL. But Pokemon is right now still, I mean, with the pandemic, barring the pandemic, it's an in-person game and it's meant to be played on a tabletop. So I don't know. I have mixed feelings about being able to earn like a full invite through online and then going to Worlds and playing in person. I still feel like you should be able to earn some CP through online, but I feel like you should also have to earn CP through playing in real life to an extent. Maybe after the pandemic kind of subsides, go back to that kind of structure, but I definitely don't want to see a full Worlds invite come from playing online.
Yeah. I guess Mello's thought process maybe a little better. Like, that doesn't have to be CP. I could just be like 256 into a bigger tournament. And maybe that would give CP, I guess, at the end of it all. But yeah, that instead of CP, you know, just for finishing X on the month on the rank ladder, they take X people, take them to a bigger tournament, and then they play for something bigger, whether it be CP, or maybe they're not ready to start doing championship point tournaments quite yet. So maybe a little bit later. I think at some point, some kind of tournaments will definitely come around that'll give some kind of championship points towards a world's invite.
The Gyroscope Eevee asks, Azul, when are you going to get your eyebrow pierced?
No plans as of right now.
How unfortunate. Let's go to a real question. Speed Resolve asks, is it confirmed that lock cards will not be transferred? I've been listening to a lot of people spreading this rumor. I have not heard this from an official source that there is a difference between locked and unlocked cards transferring. Correct me if I'm wrong on that.
From what I've heard, it seems like a card is a card. So if you have 5 Shadow Rider V and 2 of them are locked, you'll get 4, irrelevant if they're locked. If you have 4 locked Shadow Rider Vs, you will get all 4 of those. I don't think locked or unlocked matters. Nothing has been said officially about that. So it just seems like if you have 4, you get 4. And it definitely makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of locked product on there, and a lot of people have with the free-to-play accounts and stuff, a lot of their stuff is locked. There's no reason for them to ever not give the people with the locked cards their stuff. So I 100% think that, I don't 100% think, as of right now, definitely think that locked cards, you're going to be getting your locked cards.
And I want to throw out there, this is going to sound selfish as heck, but do talk to content creators about this stuff, just because we've been getting a lot of information, a lot of which has been out there on Twitter, but we know what we've gotten officially from TPCI as information, in addition to the stuff on the FAQ. So yeah, I've heard literally nothing about locked and unlocked being different. And it sounds like Azul hasn't either, and Dylan hasn't seen anything either. So yeah.
Yeah, I sadly don't have any communication with anyone from TPCI, as much as I would love to. I just kind of drift off and be like, not yet, but I'd love to. Reach out, you know my Twitter handle.
All right. Who asked this? Captain Wonders asking about CP. So we've already got to that one. Delock asks, why is your name Benedict Arnold on Discord? So for those of you watching on YouTube or currently live on Twitch, we're in the team Carpe's Rats, and my name is Benedict Arnold because one day I said I could play Pokemon Unite with the squad, and then I said I can't, and Boo changed my name because Grant is a tyrant who rules with an iron fist of the team Discord. All right. Chris Hodge Collectibles asks, and this is kind of getting to another discussion. So if we have a lot of Hidden Fates tins, should we pop them all for dust transfer or keep everything sealed? I'm assuming the codes inside of a lot of products just aren't, there's no reason to open it if you're not going to open it. Do you have any opinion?
If you have that 125 openable things on PTCGO, and unless you're looking for specific full art cards or any specific card for that matter that you want to transfer over, you could do it now, but I mean, there's no point to do it now rather than later. I don't think. I think if you want to rip packs now, rip packs now. If you don't. I feel like it doesn't really matter in regards to gaining new cards to your collection. It doesn't matter.
Yajat asks, wouldn't the removal of trading make it hard for free-to-play players to build meta decks, since pulling VMAXs from packs is hard as it is, and most of the VMAXs aren't meta? I hope the system is as forgiving for free-to-play players as Legends of Runeterra and not like Hearthstone. I've talked a lot. Do either of you have an opinion on
That's a tough one, really. It's the good thing, yeah. So pulling a VMAX, you have a specific set of, you have to hit, if it's in the rare plus slot only, then you have to be lucky enough to then get an ultra rare, and you have to be lucky enough to be a VMAX. So there's definitely a lot of steps you have to do to get that VMAX. But I'm hoping they have it in a way where you can keep ripping packs. And if you don't get the VMAX you want, hopefully by ripping all those packs, you have enough crafting materials to then craft it. Saying it might be free to play unfriendly is really, it's impossible to say from now on, since we don't know the prices, we don't know the values of anything. I do agree Hearthstone can have some pretty steep ones when you want to craft a specific legendary in Hearthstone. But if you're playing that game constantly, you should be able to hopefully craft the cards you need, I'd say hopefully pretty easily.
Yeah, like I haven't played Hearthstone in years, like standard, but I could go back. I could build any tier one deck I want right now. I have enough cards from when I used to play and enough dust. I could literally go play, build any tier one deck, Hearthstone deck that I want, but I haven't played Hearthstone in years. So like there might be a little bit of an accumulation phase where you need to like grind a little bit with some slightly subpar decks maybe, but like because there is no pay to win option, because there's no microtransactions, it makes it seem like it'll be pretty reasonable to get at least maybe one fully competitive deck pretty quickly. And then maybe from there, that's where you have to, the grind sets in. But it sounds like that first deck that you want to build should probably be pretty easy, right? Because like you're going to have a bunch of players who maybe played IRL, who haven't played in a while, who are going to come play this, who don't have PTCGO accounts, but like know the game and they know they want to play Shadow Rider. When they come over here, you want them to be able to play Shadow Rider pretty quickly. You don't want them to have to sit there and grind, you know, for 2 weeks to play Shadow Rider. It doesn't make any sense because they're not, I mean, the people who made the game, they're not stupid. They didn't not put a microtransaction thing in the game and then be like, also, you have to sit here and play for 2 weeks. They're not going to get people to continue to play the game, right? They want people to play the game and then continue to play the game, enjoying the game, not feeling like they're having to grind initially to play the game. So with the fact that there is no microtransaction initially, definitely makes me think getting your first competitive deck will probably be pretty reasonable. If not, maybe instant, who knows? So yeah, I think getting your first competitive deck, and then from there, like I said, I mean, they're not going to give you every card for free, but it'll probably get a little grindy for there to get, you know, you got Shadow Rider initially to build your Zacian deck, going to have to go play some games.
Yeah, I don't know, I just think it's going to be fairly easy to acquire. Maybe not every meta deck, that's really aggressive, but I think free-to-play players will be fine. You can't hop decks every couple days, or if you can, they're going to be really bad decks, but yeah, we'll see. Like y'all mentioned, Slapjacks asks, what is the best type of cheese?
Jarlsberg.
The heck is that?
A what?
Norwegian cheese.
No, we don't do Norway here.
Jarlsberg. Top tier.
As well, what's your bad opinion?
I don't know. There's a lot of, like, Gouda's always a good one, but then there's, I don't know, it just depends on the day. I feel like But I'm a big fan of Swiss cheese as well. It just depends. Depends on the day. Goat cheese is pretty good.
Only correct answer. There's two correct answers, I guess. But the most obvious correct answer is feta. Feta is the perfect cheese and one of the most perfect foods on Earth.
Feta is pretty good.
There we go. All right. Celio's Network asks, what do you think about the old reprinted cards from Celebrations being on Live? Is it just a collectible thing that will never be played, or do you think they aspire for retro formats?
That's interesting. Oh my goodness, I don't even know. Well, Celebration cards, are they confirmed to be on PTCG Live?
It was mentioned in one of the releases that yes, the whatever they're called, the Legacy Collection cards are going to be available, question mark? Like, they'll be in Live, yes.
Well, did they mean, like, the... Because there is some cards that are, like, standard legal in Celebrations, right? Or did they just mean those?
I think the wording of it was the, like, the special, like, the Greninja Star and stuff like that.
Okay. But I mean, it could be some kind of...
I mean, it's like, Imakani's Doduo is on PTCGO, and you can't play that. Like, the card in real life says not tournament legal.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I think it's just because I think what the hope is to have a database of every card they release going forward, kind of thing, and having renders available and information about them available. And I feel like it's just easy enough to add them into the clients. It's all just sitting in a server somewhere, and they're just uploading that data to the client. So I think it makes sense for them to add them on there. Will they be playable? Are they thinking of retro formats? I want to say maybe. I think one of the big things on why we're only getting Lost Thunder onwards is maybe due to contractual issues with the current contract of Direwolf and kind of it ending, and they're not being fully ready to finish development for kind of the older formats, so they want to get it out there so we have something to play. But with the collection disappearing for retro formats, it's kind of weird. So it's half a dozen to the other. I can't remember the expression, but you know what I mean.
Well, hopefully they do. I mean, it'd be really cool to see them do something with old formats, and I don't think they should once again, kind of just going back to like, you think about it from a business side of things, why would they release, like, let's say they go all the way back to base set. Why would they release base set, like base set format, and they plan to like release up from that initially on launch, right? Maybe a year from now, they're like, all right, and you know, every 3 months, we're going to release a new format and we're starting with base set. I'm going to start with base set and they release, you know, a new format or a new set after that every 3 months. And they just kind of build up and up and up to where we are now. So I'm like, that could be cool. That's what they're doing in like Magic Arena. I think right now is that like reverse releasing sets. So they're literally just going from where they started when they released Magic Arena and they're just going backwards. So they could do something like that as well. And it would make some interesting formats that never existed before. That could be cool and stuff like that. So that'd be interesting. I'm sure they probably have talked about it at the very least. Whether or not they do it, we'll wait and see. But it makes no sense. We probably won't hear about it for a while. And it makes no sense for them to release it with release, right? So maybe a year from now, who knows, maybe 6 months if we're lucky. But hopefully they, I would love it if they did something with it, for sure. I would love to go back and play like 2010 and stuff on PDCG Live, but probably wouldn't be for a while. And yeah, it makes no sense for them to do it on release.
Yeah, there's so much that you would have to add from a like a back end perspective, because we're like, yeah, the card attacks each other and it does damage, but just like the rulings, the level X's not being evolutions, and you know, all this other stuff, that there's just too much that it's unrealistic to expect it anytime soon. Because I think there's just so much as far as the coding of the interactions of cards, and then unlimited, you'd have to code for that presumably, or just make it not a thing and be like, you can only play these blocks. You know, so I think, I hate to be pessimistic, but the more I think about it, the less likely I think it is. But with that said, they have the technology. They can do it if they want to. As long as Standard is good and Expanded is good, I guess. As long as those things are working and the new sets are getting released on time, then yeah, they can work on it. But I want it. I'd love to have it. I just think there's so much to actually get done well.
It would be a lot, and like I could see it being on a roadmap years down the way and having a separate team, maybe growing the team, to have a kind of team working on retro formats, a team working on Standard, a team working on Expanded, stuff like that. So you have the kind of separation of duties with that. So it could definitely be a possibility, and adding in the lot would suck. It would be a lot of work for all the different card interactions, but it's not impossible. It's definitely doable. It's just the amount of work, and then it's also the return rate. So how many people are actually going to play these retro formats? Do they want to put in these resources to build a format that 10 people are going to play on ladder kind of thing? So I can get why they wouldn't do it. I could see why they could put them on a roadmap, be like, this is where we want to hit, this is where we want to hit, these are stretch goals we want to get. But I could definitely see them scrapping it, just seeing that the resources and the player base isn't there.
Yeah, because they can't sell the product. And if they can't sell the product, there has to be aggressive microtransactions. And I think this is where Azul and I differ. I don't think there's going to be aggressive microtransactions. I think there's just going to be, well, we may not differ, but I just think there might be an option for it, but I don't think it's going to be much of an option.
I mean, I just assume they would. Whether they do or don't, I don't really care. But I just assume there would be. I mean, if I was running the business, my initial thought would be, okay, yeah, throw something in there. Even if they don't change, like if they release it as is, but then release it as is with just being like, oh, you can buy crystals if you want. Like, I mean, like if they're not trying to like scale everything back to match that and make everything cost more with credit and being like, okay, well now they're trying to incentivize the microtransactions. I just kind of like assumed like you can release it as the current model with no microtransactions and just be like, oh, and you can buy crystals if you want, right? But the fact that they're not doing that is also fine. And that also, I think, definitely tells to or gives a tell to actually what the client will look like as far as the structure of being able to, you know, acquire cards and play decks and so on, which seems like it'll probably be pretty easy, like especially to get that first deck. Like I said, it'll probably be pretty easy to get that first deck. From there, who knows? But it can't be too difficult if there's not microtransactions involved, right?
The Voodoo Child asks, should we be saving codes cards for live rather than uploading them now? Have we gotten confirmation that codes will work with live? Because I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I think we have. It's just they're not guaranteed to open what they say they open, I think is what the way it's worded. I'm pretty sure like the newer packs will get you a pack of what's it called, but they're probably that's probably for like older codes is what they're specifying. It's like, okay, if it says, you know, opens X league promo, you're gonna get this amount of crystals, right? But I'm pretty sure like if you get a Vivid Voltage code and you put it in, it'll probably give you a Vivid Voltage pack, but who knows. But I think they did confirm you will be able to use your code, PTCGO codes, on PTCG Live.
Cool. Next question. Newberry asks, oh, this is an easy one. Any news on in-game tournaments? No news. We're still in a pandemic. Sorry. Question for Azul. I'm not going to tell you who said this, but you can guess. Why do you hate Greedent?
Is that H2?
That is.
I don't hate Greedent. I'm just realistic with the power of the card.
I don't know. What if you attach pass and then you attach powerful energy, evolve, toy catcher, goon ping, Kaosobble?
Insane.
Pretty powerful.
Logan asks, how do you feel about the looks of the UI? I think the minimalistic approach does not translate well with how it looks. So any thoughts on the UI that we've seen so far? The alpha, that's very important.
Yeah, the alpha, yeah, the important thing is UI is subject to change. Don't read into it and be like, oh my God, this is the UI. It looks like a bag of trash. It looks fine to me. Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of, Azul said this too, there's a lot of dead space. And I don't like dead space from a UX, UI perspective. You don't want dead space. But I mean, it works. It will work. It's made, it looks like it's made for mobile first. And since they're doing a mobile soft launch or for beta, it makes sense that maybe they just blew up the mobile screen to be like, hey, look, this can be played on PC too. But they might most likely will kind of shell out the PC look throughout the beta and throughout development. So for mobile, it looks great. I love it. For PC, it does look like just a mobile game with like the phone screen in the middle, and then just they just put dead space on the far sides.
I think it looks great. I love having all that extra space because that's where all my sponsorships are going to go as I climb to rank one. And Geico and Taco Bell and Amazon are all giving me money to put their logo on the screen. Azul, do you agree, or are you going to be upset that I get more sponsorship?
No, I mean, I think, yeah, they could, hopefully they do a little bit more with the space. It would be nice. And yeah, but yeah, we have no idea what the end product will look like for sure. But it definitely feels like it was built as a phone game first, which I think is fine. Like, I think that, like, they're trying to capture a bigger audience, which at the end of the day is good for everyone who just wants the game to grow. But hopefully they don't forget about us desktop users too much and do a little bit more with that space. Make it look a little bit more, you know, fill it up, because it looks really bland, can get a little bit boring, I think. And also, like, allow us to, like, just maybe be able to buy other game mats would be nice as well.
Ooh, yeah. In addition to the deck boxes and sleeves, let me get a play mat out there. We're good to go. Bro, give me all the skins, and I'll be happy. I will throw my money at the game.
Cosmetics.
God, I'm such a sucker. The older I get, the more I'm just like, all these frivolous things, like, heck yeah. Yeah. Let me show you that I have a full-time job, please. Knight SSB asks, this is the last one, what's your opinion on the new player models?
They look silly. I don't think they, to me, I don't care. They don't add anything to the gameplay. They just, they're there to be fun. I hope they add costumes. I'll pay out the nose for some cool Snorlax or Gengar costumes.
Bro, the Snorlax hoodie coming over here.
Oh, if I get a Snorlax hoodie in PTCG Live, I'm going to be repping that hard. But I mean, yeah, they look fine. They look cartoonish, but I don't care.
Is it basically the same thing from Unite, the same avatar?
Well,
thing?
They look nothing like Unite.
They're are they a little bit more animated and more blown up? Like,
yes.
They're kind of like
they're way
same...
more animated.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care either way. Doing like a Pokemon would have been cool. Like, if you got to pick a Pokemon to kind of be your avatar thing. But yeah, I'm sure they'll put costumes in there. You can get silly with it, big mustaches and so on. So it'll still be, Santa hats and stuff. So that'll always be fun no matter what. Whether or not you like them and like you want to go into full detail, make it look like yourself or whatever, or just kind of be silly with it. I think it'll be fine either way. It's not a big, it doesn't change how much damage my Zacian does. So.
That's just such an Azul line. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to beat you anyway. Yeah, I'm definitely the person. I will make them look just like me. Like, they will be wearing skinny jeans and probably a button up or something like that, and rolled up sleeves and some sneakers, and we're good to go. I'm so happy. Just I hope they look more polished than they do now. The game's going to look more polished for sure. The avatars are currently nightmare fuel. And
yeah,
I hope
they look very polygony.
Yes. And they're going to look better, but I hope they look pretty noticeably better. Any other last thoughts on PTCG Live that you want broadcast to the millions of listeners we have?
I have one. Don't jump down the throats of the employees who are making it or any TPCI employees. They don't know anything they're doing. They can't say anything. They're doing what they can do. It's still being developed. Don't just assume things, because we're focusing so much on the negatives because we can see the negatives. We understand what's being taken away, but we're not seeing what we're getting until we see it revealed. So take everything with a grain of salt. Just trust that TPCI is going to do the right thing, because I believe they will.
Yeah, basically the same thing. And on top of the trust that they will, we don't have a choice either, right? So
yeah.
Another thing I've been like kind of saying is, like, we don't have a choice. Like, we're getting PTCG Live, we're losing PTCGO. And like I've been saying, like, if you want the game, if you care about the game growing and getting better, then that's kind of like, you have to be fine with this, and you should support PTCG Live, and you should be trying to get as much positive or as much, you know, constructive feedback if you can, instead of just trying to be negative about, you know, the stuff we're losing or what is not there that we don't see. If you care about the game growing, then you should be supportive of PTCG Live, even if it doesn't include trading or legacy. And if you don't care about the game growing, I think it's pretty cut and dry. Then you don't care about the game. Like, if you think PTCG Live is bad and they should bring back PTCGO, then you just don't care about the game in general. You care about, you know, playing legacy, or you care about the trading aspect, which is fine. And if you don't play PTCG Live, that's fine. But like, yeah, if you care about the game growing, then you care about PTCG Live doing well, and you hope it does well. And you're fine with PTCGO going. You're fine that we lost trading at the end of it, and you're fine that we lost legacy. Even if you enjoyed those things while they were around, at the end of the day, we want the game to get bigger and better, and TPCI to care more. And they're showing that they're willing to do that by giving us this new client. Then we want this client to be good, and you've got to support it. And that's it.
Those are both much too logical ways to actually close this out. Be nice to the people who worked hard on it, and recognize that this is what we have. And if you like the game, you'll like it because it's the game. Like, those, I guess those are good ways to close it out. I'm not going to add anything else to that. Dylan, where can the people find you at?
You can find me on Twitter at Dylanzer. You can find me on Twitch. I do stream at Dylanzer as well. I'm usually lurking in pretty much any PTCGO content creators chat all the time. So just hit me up.
Azul, where can the people find you?
AzulGG on YouTube and Twitch, and then Azul_GG, unfortunately, on Twitter. Check me out there.
Let's go. And of course, me, you can find me Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube at @Mello_Magikarp. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button, hit that subscribe button, leave a comment, help the algorithm. If you're listening on iTunes, leave a review of any amount of stars, including 5 of them. Something else about the algorithm as well. And this has been another episode of the Lake of Rage podcast. Catch you all next week.